Thank you guys for tuning in to Daily Dog Tips. It is September 1st, and I just wanted to say hello. Thank you for tuning in today on September 1st to Daily Dog Tips with your host, Shelby Dorn. Today, I want to talk about something that can be kind of crippling for dog owners, especially, you know, if you're just dealing with your first dog, or maybe you've dealt with really easy dogs before, but now you're getting kind of a dog that's a little bit more dependent on you, and that is separation anxiety when you're going away for travel, or even just heading out to the grocery store. Now, I know that I've touched base on this a little bit before regarding separation anxiety, but one of the things that I just really want to touch on, because I get lots of questions regarding this, especially it just came up again on my Facebook, on my Twitter, I asked, you know, hey, what's an issue that you guys commonly deal with your dogs? And another friend of mine just responded with separation anxiety. So I just want to go over it because she was specifically talking about travel. And one of the things that you can really do, especially with travel, is maybe if you're going out of town and you're leaving your dog with a boarding facility similar to mine, Delta Dog Camp, what we usually recommend is that you come in for an evaluation first to where your dog can meet us, we can meet your dog, make sure that they're going to be a good fit. And also, you could always leave your dog for even a half day of daycare or anything like that as well. We usually recommend that, especially for dogs that have maybe never been apart from their owners in 4 or 5 years or more. And so the owners, it really helps them feel comfortable, and it also builds that dog's less of it, and they become less anxious as time goes on, and you can just see it. We had one dog, for example, that came in, did the evaluation, super anxious. This was probably like 2 weeks ago. This week they came in again, and the dog came in a little bit hesitant still, went into the kennel a lot better, and then basically was just totally stress-free by the end of the second evaluation. And then it allows the dog for when they come and board with us, especially because we have some dogs that board up to, you know, a month. We have some dogs that have boarded longer. So this really helps break that anxiety up. And it also lets them know, like, hey, you know, this is a good place, gets them familiar with it, lets the owners know, like, hey, this is a good spot. Lets you guys know, hey, we understand that separation anxiety is a big issue. It's not something that we just want to brush over. We really want to show that we appreciate you and your loved one, which is your pet. So there you go. Now, if you are planning on leaving your dog home with, let's say, a house sitter or a dog sitter, or, you know, you're going to just leave them home with some food and water and have a dog walker come by, you know, every day to make sure that they have plenty of water, feed them for the day or whatnot, whatever you guys feel that you need your solution to be, what you could always do is have the dog walker or the house sitter come in and meet the dog. Maybe have them come by for dinner just to hang out casually the first time. And then after that, you could always, you know, have the dog sitter come over and hang out with the human being. And sorry, the human being, the dog sitter or the dog walker. And you guys just take off and even just go grab some groceries from the store for a little bit. Or, you know, it could be even shorter. Like maybe you guys just run out and go grab some ice cream, you know. And then you come on back. It doesn't have to be long. And they can let you know, hey, you know, the dog did great during the time that you guys were gone for 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, and just kind of build up that familiarity with the person that you're going to leave your dog with. And to me, that's really kind of a good way to break up that separation anxiety from the owners when the dogs are going to still have somebody there. Now, let's say, like before we've addressed separation anxiety with you just leaving to go to the grocery store and you're not going to have anybody else home. What I've addressed before with separation anxiety is being able to slowly build up the time away from your dog. And way it kind of looks to me, I kind of think of it as time under tension, similarly to when you're working out. So the way that you get stronger is basically time under tension, time practicing your movements, time for your dog to be separate from you. So it can be as simple as, hey, I'm running down to the gas station real quick, or hey, I'm running to the grocery store and building that up. So those are some tips for you on separation anxiety. One of the things that I do want to touch basis on when it comes to separation anxiety, though, is don't over rush your dog into it. Don't feel like your dog has to be perfect within a couple of times of trying a boarding facility or a daycare facility or a dog walker or being left alone for you to go grab even just gas. You know, that's why I like to say, like, go grab gas real quick and see how the dog does without you here. It's another reason why we do advocate for having a crate for your dog, crate training them. It's not a punishment. It's not so that way they're stuck in the crate all the time. It's to give them that peace of mind, that place of their own. So we'll go over crate training in another episode, but you know, I just wanted to touch basis on that. Like, there, I feel like there is a little bit of a negative connotation on crate training, and I wanted to break that, because if you have your dog crate trained, they have their own area, basically their own room, you know, that is their own. You can load them up, maybe put a couple of bones in there for them or a treat in there for them when you go to take off. It's really going to break up that anxiety, because they know that they're going to be in their own spot. A lot of the reason why dogs have that anxiety is because there's no attachment to anything else in the place. So if you give them that attachment to that crate, making that their own, that can really help. Especially if they're going to become destructive as well when you're first starting to build up that time away from the dog. So, you know, take off for 5-10 minutes. If you come back after getting gasoline and they've already ripped up a pillow in 5 to 10 minutes of you being gone, you might want to consider especially crate training them. So that way you can build up that separation anxiety, or not build up, but break down that separation anxiety over time while also keeping them safe. Because you don't want them to start tearing into cabinets or getting into the trash can and getting into something that they could get sick from, or eating all the toilet paper off the roll. We've had that happen. You know, like, you really want to build that up, but you also want to keep them safe. And that just takes a lot of time and patience. This is why it's so important to really consider what you're able to do and be honest with yourself when you are thinking about getting a dog. If you're somebody that's always thinking last minute and, you know, oh man, I gotta take off this weekend, but I've never tried boarding my dog somewhere before, or I've never taken my dog anywhere else besides outside my house, or oh, my dog's not socialized yet, maybe it's not a good idea for you to have a dog yet until you can build up that responsibility of realizing, like, now that you have something else to take care of and you're going to be taking off on vacation, you need to make sure that you're setting that dog up for success and you're not going to be causing more problems than you would have if you didn't have the dog. And, you know, it's not that dog ownership, you know, I don't advocate for that. I think everybody should have a dog if they are able to realize the responsibility and take care of another being, or they're looking for a companion. You know, they're a single lady who might not live in the best neighborhood, or, you know, even a single dude that's just, you know, lonely. I think they have great, great applications to basically helping the owners that they have. But the one thing that I'm always advocating is be honest with yourself. What can you handle? Don't go get a puppy Labrador if you can only really handle an 8-year-old Yorkie. You know what I'm saying? So just kind of think about that. But always with separation anxiety, think safety first. Maybe if you're working on breaking down separation anxiety, this would be a good time to invest in a good crate and make sure that you're building up that crate training and just getting them used to that as well. And that could also kind of really break that separation anxiety trend if they have something they realize is their own. So We'll go over crate training tomorrow. I just went ahead and decided that now. So tune in tomorrow for crate training. And thanks for tuning in to Daily Dog Tips with your host, Shelby Dorn. I'm actually here on a weird day off. So if I sound a little odd, it's because I'm anxious and pacing the house myself because I'm not quite sure what to do with my hands. So this is Shelby Dorn signing off with Daily Dog Tips. Have a good one.